This is the SPM listening test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test.
You will hear people talking in 7 different situations.
Question 1. You will listen to a conversation between 2 people about a friend they have just met.
I met Sarah Jane Lewis last night.
Who's she? No, don't tell me. I think she's an actress, isn't she?
You must be thinking of someone else. She's into current affairs. She worked as a journalist for the local newspaper for several years, but just recently she's been taken on as the evening newsreader on the regional TV station.
You're mingling with the stars, then.
Question 2. You will hear a conversation between 2 persons about an investigation. So, detective, have you made any progress in the investigation?
Actually, I have.
So, you suspect Mr. Reynolds, right?
That was my initial suspicion, but no, it's someone else in the group.
Little Sarah? But she's just a child. She couldn't have done it, could she?
You never know, but she was with her parents the whole time.
But then, only lived Mrs. Reynolds. Why could she steal from her own family?
That's exactly what I intend to find out.
Question 3. You hear a teenager talking about his future plans. I love art. I spent most of my childhood sketching pictures. This is very odd for a child who would prefer toys over a sketchbook. I would draw and color my own pictures, and people would be impressed with the outcome. They kept saying that I would grow up to be an artist. However, my professional parents think otherwise.
Question 4. You hear a customer calling up an online store about a blouse she bought. Hi there. I bought this blouse online yesterday, but when I tried it on at home, it was just too tight. So I would like to exchange it for a larger size. Oh. There's no stock left? I see. No, I'm not interested in another pattern or color. Could you process a return of payment for me, please? Thank you very much.
Question 5. You hear a conversation between a girl and a man talking on a viral video.
Hey, check your Facebook wall. I've just sent you a video.
Oh, no. Not another one about cats.
Well, not exactly, but close. This one's a singing dog. It's had so many hits that it's supposed to be the fastest video ever to go viral. It's really funny.
It can't possibly be as good as the one Jim sent me about the dancing parrot. That was amazing.
Question 6. You hear a street vendor promoting a product at the night market. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is stainless steel, scratch-resistant, and distributes heat evenly within seconds. You have all seen the sonic fryer in major supermarkets, haven't you? Well, here it is, the exact same product, all components intact, but with only one difference. The price. You won't find it anywhere else at only 40 ringgit, a bargain. Question 7. you hear a man being interviewed about a new mobile app he had coded. After a stressful experience of buying my first house, I came up with Adorito. Adorito is a mobile app that allows potential house buyers to automatically search for an ideal house for sale in Malaysia by customizing preferences such as location, house type, and even distance from your workplace. By using Adorito, your search is narrowed down much quicker and you no longer need to rely on advertisements or property agents.
Now, listen again.
You will hear people talking in 7 different situations.
Question 1. You will listen to a conversation between 2 people about a friend they have just met.
I met Sarah Jane Lewis last night.
Who's she? No, don't tell me. I think she's an actress, isn't she?
You must be thinking of someone else. She's into current affairs. She worked as a journalist for the local newspaper for several years, but just recently she's been taken on as the evening newsreader on the regional TV station.
You're mingling with the stars, then.
Question 2. You will hear a conversation between 2 persons about an investigation. So, detective, have you made any progress in the investigation?
Actually, I have.
So, you suspect Mr. Reynolds, right?
That was my initial suspicion, but no, it's someone else in the group.
Little Sarah? But she's just a child. She couldn't have done it, could she?
You never know, but she was with her parents the whole time.
But then, only lived Mrs. Reynolds. Why could she steal from her own family?
That's exactly what I intend to find out.
Question 3. You hear a teenager talking about his future plans. I love art. I spent most of my childhood sketching pictures. This is very odd for a child who would prefer toys over a sketchbook. I would draw and color my own pictures, and people would be impressed with the outcome. They kept saying that I would grow up to be an artist. However, my professional parents think otherwise.
Question 4. You hear a customer calling up an online store about a blouse she bought. Hi there. I bought this blouse online yesterday, but when I tried it on at home, it was just too tight. So I would like to exchange it for a larger size. Oh, there's no stock left? I see. No, I'm not interested in another pattern or color. Could you process a return of payment for me, please? Thank you very much.
Question 5. You hear a conversation between a girl and a man talking on a viral video.
Hey, check your Facebook wall. I've just sent you a video.
Oh no, not another one about cats.
Well, not exactly, but close. This one's a singing dog. It's had so many hits that it's supposed to be the fastest video ever to go viral. It's really funny.
It can't possibly be as good as the one Jin sent me about the dancing parrot. That was amazing.
Question 6. You hear a street vendor promoting a product at the night market. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is stainless steel, scratch-resistant, and distributes heat evenly within seconds. You have all seen the Sonic Fryer in major supermarkets, haven't you? Well, here it is, the exact same product, all components intact, but with only one difference, the price. You won't find it anywhere else at only 40 ringgit, a bargain. Question 7. You hear a man being interviewed about a new mobile app he had coded. After a stressful experience of buying my first house, I came up with Adorito. Adorito is a mobile app that allows potential house buyers to automatically search for an ideal house for sale in Malaysia by customizing preferences such as location, house type, and even distance from your workplace. By using Adorito, your search is narrowed down much quicker and you no longer need to rely on advertisements or property agents.
Part 2.
For questions 8 to 15, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions.
You will hear a counselor talking about habits and behaviors that help people live a simpler life.
Many of us have the tendency to leave items lying around, which can eventually make our lives unkept and disorganized. It is important to consider the habits and behaviors that will make it easier for us to live a simpler life. Simple improvements in behavior or changes in our old habits can have positive results. Making adjustments in our life are not as difficult as they seem. First and foremost, set your goals and priorities. It is important that you are very clear about what you want and don't want in life. When you know what you want and are determined to achieve your goal, decisions become easier to make. You will then not hesitate in throwing away things that are no longer useful in your life, instead of keeping them just in case you need them in the future. Decluttering is one of the practices that will help you live a simpler life. It is important to practice decluttering every day instead of waiting till the end of the year. Establish the practice of daily decluttering. This means getting rid of things that you don't need immediately instead of leaving them there to create clutter. By doing so, the area will look tidy and spacious, making it look more pleasant. Pay attention to any parts of your house that tend to accumulate clutter. Spend a little time each day cleaning them out. Another habit that can effectively help you to simplify your life is by stopping yourself from making unwanted purchases. Advertisements could influence you to buy things that you actually do not need. This means you buy based on desire and not needs. Therefore, whenever you have the desire to purchase something, wait and take some time to ponder on whether you like it or you need it. By not giving in to your desire, you will end up with less clutter in your home. Always make sure that you only purchase things that you really need. Life is made easier with the use of technology. However, when people become addicted to technology, life becomes complicated. Therefore, it is critical to consider how people use technology to make their life simpler. On average, people use gadgets for 8 hours every day. This means that they spend time on their gadgets more than sleeping. This causes lack of sleep, and in the long term, they could suffer poor mental health as well. This definitely does not help in simplifying our life. So, to lead a simple life, we need to set limits on how much and when to use technology. Other than that, our life becomes disorganized when there is no set routine. Routines help us in getting things done. Once routines become regular, they become habits. Your mind does not have to work as hard to think about something when it has become a habit. Your mind is thus free to concentrate on other things. In conclusion, making changes to our habits and behaviors could change the way we live. When we live a simpler life, we will be happier and more contented with life. In fact, some people discover that with a simpler life, they have more time, money, and balance in life, enabling them to enjoy their life even more.
Now, listen again.
You will hear a counselor talking about habits and behaviors that help people live a simpler life.
Many of us have the tendency to leave items lying around, which can eventually make our lives unkept and disorganized. It is important to consider the habits and behaviors that will make it easier for us to live a simpler life. Simple improvements in behavior or changes in our old habits can have positive results. Making adjustments in our life are not as difficult as they seem. First and foremost, set your goals and priorities. It is important that you are very clear about what you want and don't want in life. When you know what you want and are determined to achieve your goal, decisions become easier to make. You will then not hesitate in throwing away things that are no longer useful in your life, instead of keeping them just in case you need them in the future. Decluttering is one of the practices that will help you live a simpler life. It is important to practice decluttering every day instead of waiting till the end of the year. Establish the practice of daily decluttering. This means getting rid of things that you don't need immediately instead of leaving them there to create clutter. By doing so, the area will look tidy and spacious, making it look more pleasant. Pay attention to any parts of your house that tend to accumulate clutter. Spend a little time each day cleaning them out. Another habit that can effectively help you to simplify your life is by stopping yourself from making unwanted purchases. Advertisements could influence you to buy things that you actually do not need. This means you buy based on desire and not needs. Therefore, whenever you have the desire to purchase something, wait and take some time to ponder on whether you like it or you need it. By not giving in to your desire, you will end up with less clutter in your home. Always make sure that you only purchase things that you really need. Life is made easier with the use of technology. However, when people become addicted to technology, life becomes complicated. Therefore, it is critical to consider how people use technology to make their life simpler. On average, people use gadgets for 8 hours every day. This means that they spend time on their gadgets more than sleeping. This causes lack of sleep, and in the long term, they could suffer poor mental health as well. This definitely does not help in simplifying our life. So, to lead a simple life, we need to set limits on how much and when to use technology. Other than that, our life becomes disorganized when there is no set routine. Routines help us in getting things done. Once routines become regular, they become habits. Your mind does not have to work as hard to think about something when it has become a habit. Your mind is thus free to concentrate on other things. In conclusion, making changes to our habits and behaviors could change the way we live. When we live a simpler life, we will be happier and more contented with life. In fact, some people discover that with a simpler life, they have more time, money, and balance in life, enabling them to enjoy their life even more.
That is the end of part 2.
Part 3, questions 16 to 20. You will hear 5 short extracts in which teenagers talk about photography. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions.
Speaker 1.
My cameras are the tools that I use to make a living. So obviously it's important that I'm fully up to date with all the cutting-edge developments in camera equipment. I've got 3 very expensive cameras with all the latest features. And of course, I've got lots of memory cards for transferring the images onto my computer for editing. As I can take thousands of photos in a working day, I'm very grateful for all the labor-saving programs that make my job easier. I love my work taking photos of people, but I wish people wouldn't try to take photos of me, as I hate having my own photo taken.
Speaker 2.
I love taking photos, but most of mine are taken at parties, nights out, or on holiday. What I need from a camera is simplicity. I'm not into complex cameras or having the latest technology. I'd rather have a camera that's user-friendly and cheap, especially as I have a habit of dropping or losing mine. If I drop my camera and damage it, I can't be bothered to get it repaired. I'd rather just buy a new one. Some of my friends just use their phones instead of a camera. But as my phone is quite expensive, I prefer to leave it safely in my bag and snap away with my cheap camera instead.
Speaker 3.
I used to have quite a good camera, but it broke about 6 months ago. I was going to get it fixed, but in the meantime I started using my mobile phone to take photos instead. I have to say that I was pleasantly surprised. The technology in phones these days has developed so much that it means the cameras are really good. I've actually been very happy with the photos I've taken with my phone, and it's all so convenient. I've always got my phone with me because I call people and send text messages a lot. So it means I've also always got a camera without having to carry another piece of equipment around. I don't think I'll bother getting my camera repaired at all.
Speaker 4.
If only you could believe what you see in photos. In the old days, we used to say the camera never lies, but that's simply not true anymore. Nowadays, everyone's using these programs to alter the photos digitally. Digital manipulation, I think it's called. Anyway, clothing and cosmetic companies have their photos altered to make the models look slimmer or more perfect. I'd rather see the real person, and wouldn't we all? I can't understand why messing about with photos is so popular. I think it's wrong.
Speaker 5.
I don't own a digital camera myself. I've still got my lovely old camera, which uses a roll of film. It's terribly outdated now, but I prefer it that way. In the old days, taking a good photo used a lot of skill. You had to understand the complicated things about how the camera worked. Nowadays, it's all done for you, and even if you don't take the perfect shot, you can fix it electronically afterwards. I think that's cheating, and I can't see how modern photography is at all enjoyable. Where's the challenge and excitement in that?
You will listen to the recording again. Part 3, question 16 to 20. You will hear 5 short extracts in which teenagers talk about photography. For question 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions.
Speaker 1.
My cameras are the tools that I use to make a living. So obviously it's important that I'm fully up to date with all the cutting-edge developments in camera equipment. I've got 3 very expensive cameras with all the latest features. And of course, I've got lots of memory cards for transferring the images onto my computer for editing. As I can take thousands of photos in a working day, I'm very grateful for all the labor-saving programs that make my job easier. I love my work taking photos of people, but I wish people wouldn't try to take photos of me, as I hate having my own photo taken.
Speaker 2.
I love taking photos, but most of mine are taken at parties, nights out, or on holiday. What I need from a camera is simplicity. I'm not into complex cameras or having the latest technology. I'd rather have a camera that's user-friendly and cheap, especially as I have a habit of dropping or losing mine. If I drop my camera and damage it, I can't be bothered to get it repaired. I'd rather just buy a new one. Some of my friends just use their phones instead of a camera. But as my phone is quite expensive, I prefer to leave it safely in my bag and snap away with my cheap camera instead.
Speaker 3.
I used to have quite a good camera, but it broke about 6 months ago. I was going to get it fixed, but in the meantime I started using my mobile phone to take photos instead. I have to say that I was pleasantly surprised. The technology in phones these days has developed so much that it means the cameras are really good. I've actually been very happy with the photos I've taken with my phone, and it's all so convenient. I've always got my phone with me because I call people and send text messages a lot. So it means I've also always got a camera without having to carry another piece of equipment around. I don't think I'll bother getting my camera repaired at all.
Speaker 4.
If only you could believe what you see in photos. In the old days, we used to say the camera never lies, but that's simply not true anymore. Nowadays, everyone's using these programs to alter the photos digitally. Digital manipulation, I think it's called. Anyway, clothing and cosmetic companies have their photos altered to make the models look slimmer or more perfect. I'd rather see the real person, and wouldn't we all? I can't understand why messing about with photos is so popular. I think it's wrong.
Speaker 5.
I don't own a digital camera myself. I've still got my lovely old camera, which uses a roll of film. It's terribly outdated now, but I prefer it that way. In the old days, taking a good photo used a lot of skill. You had to understand the complicated things about how the camera worked. Nowadays, it's all done for you, and even if you don't take the perfect shot, you can fix it electronically afterwards. I think that's cheating, and I can't see how modern photography is at all enjoyable. Where's the challenge and excitement in that?
Part 4, questions 21 to 30. You will hear a student, Rani, talking about the importance of having breakfast. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear each recording twice. Answer all the questions.
Good morning, Dr. Nordin. Thank you for agreeing to talk to us about the importance of breakfast. Could you tell us why breakfast is an important meal for children?
Every parent wishes that their child has good health combined with better academic performance. But due to hectic lifestyles, many skip this important meal, which is considered to be vital for growing children. It is the first meal of the day after an 8-hour fast since their last meal before going to bed the night before. Breakfast gets the body ready for the rest of the day, and it provides for better concentration and higher energy levels. Children who have a healthy breakfast tend to have better overall health as they are provided with nutrients, vitamins and minerals. Remember, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so get your family off to a great start with a healthy breakfast. It can be simple, but make sure it is nutritious.
What happens when a child or adult skips breakfast constantly?
Studies have shown that skipping breakfast can lead to health issues such as obesity because these children tend to snack on high-calorie foods. It will also have negative impact on the child's academic performance such as poor attention, higher absenteeism, and lethargy. Adults who skip breakfast may find it difficult to focus on their work, which might lead to a lack of motivation.
What are some common excuses for skipping breakfast? Can you suggest how to overcome them?
Many come up with the excuse that they don't have time in the morning as they are running late. Some people say that it is too early for breakfast and they are not hungry. Some give the excuse that they are on a diet and so are skipping breakfast. The excuses can go on, but there are solutions to these excuses. I would suggest breakfast be prepared the night before and just be reheated in the morning. Better still, have a simple breakfast with whole grain cereal, milk and fresh fruits. If it is too early, then have something a bit later, but make sure you eat something to fuel the body. Remember, eating breakfast actually helps with weight loss as it helps to stop overeating later in the day.
So doctor, what is your advice to help our listeners overcome possible obstacles that prevent them from having a healthy breakfast?
I would suggest that they include breakfast as part of their morning routine, like brushing their teeth, taking a shower, and getting dressed. Start with having breakfast for one morning and then gradually go to more days and finally to having breakfast every day. Slowly but surely, it will work and you will never again think of going without breakfast. Also start with simple foods and fruits and then gradually include other food groups. If you have very little time in the morning, prepare the food the night before or get up a bit earlier. Here's something practiced by older folks. Use leftover food from last night's dinner. Reheat the food the next day for breakfast. You're killing two birds with one stone. always keep sufficient supplies of your breakfast favorites and avoid situations where you have nothing for breakfast. If you're on a diet, then go for a low-fat breakfast with lots of fruit. Keep your fridge stocked with sufficient breakfast-type foods. Go shopping for breakfast foods with family members so that they have a choice of their favorite foods too for breakfast.
You will listen to the recording again. Part 4, questions 21 to 30. You will hear a student, Rani, talking about the importance of having breakfast. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear each recording twice. Answer all the questions.
Good morning, Dr. Nordin. Thank you for agreeing to talk to us about the importance of breakfast. Could you tell us why breakfast is an important meal for children?
Every parent wishes that their child has good health combined with better academic performance. But due to hectic lifestyles, many skip this important meal, which is considered to be vital for growing children. It is the first meal of the day after an 8-hour fast since their last meal before going to bed the night before. Breakfast gets the body ready for the rest of the day and it provides for better concentration and higher energy levels. Children who have a healthy breakfast tend to have better overall health as they are provided with nutrients, vitamins and minerals. Remember, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so get your family off to a great start with a healthy breakfast. It can be simple, but make sure it is nutritious.
What happens when a child or adult skips breakfast constantly?
Studies have shown that skipping breakfast can lead to health issues such as obesity because these children tend to snack on high-calorie foods. It will also have negative impact on a child's academic performance such as poor attention, higher absenteeism and lethargy. Adults who skip breakfast may find it difficult to focus on their work, which might lead to a lack of motivation.
What are some common excuses for skipping breakfast? Can you suggest how to overcome them?
Many come up with the excuse that they don't have time in the morning as they are running late. Some people say that it is too early for breakfast and they are not hungry. Some give the excuse that they are on a diet and so are skipping breakfast. The excuses can go on, but there are solutions to these excuses. I would suggest breakfast be prepared the night before and just be reheated in the morning. Better still, have a simple breakfast with whole grain cereal, milk and fresh fruits. If it is too early, then have something a bit later, but make sure you eat something to fuel the body. Remember, eating breakfast actually helps with weight loss as it helps to stop overeating later in the day.
So, doctor, what is your advice to help our listeners overcome possible obstacles that prevent them from having a healthy breakfast?
I would suggest that they include breakfast as part of their morning routine, like brushing their teeth, taking a shower, and getting dressed. Start with having breakfast for one morning and then gradually go to more days and finally to having breakfast every day. Slowly but surely, it will work and you will never again think of going without breakfast. Also start with simple foods and fruits and then gradually include other food groups. If you have very little time in the morning, prepare the food the night before or get up a bit earlier. Here's something practiced by older folks. Use leftover food from last night's dinner. Reheat the food the next day for breakfast. You're killing two birds with one stone. Always keep sufficient supplies of your breakfast favorites and avoid situations where you have nothing for breakfast. If you're on a diet, then go for a low-fat breakfast with lots of fruit. Keep your fridge stocked with sufficient breakfast-type foods. Go shopping for breakfast foods with family members so that they have a choice of their favorite foods too for breakfast.
You now have 6 minutes to check and to copy your answer onto the answer sheet.